Hello and welcome back to the Gubba Podcast. I'm Gubba, a first-time homesteader following in the footsteps of my homesteading forebears. In this podcast, I discuss prepping, homesteading, and everything in between. Today, we are diving into the world of cast iron. So many of you are returning to your roots and wanting to embrace a non-toxic lifestyle, and cookware is one of the easiest ways to do that. I want to give you an in-depth guide of the benefits of cast iron and how to care for your cast iron so you can be cooking like a non-stick pro in no time. I love my cast iron in my homestead kitchen, and I know you will too. And let's face it, cast iron can feel intimidating when you are just starting out. Many of us have inherited skillets from family members or picked one up at a garage sale, only to wonder if it's worth the effort. And let me just assure you, it is. Cast iron is more than just a cooking tool. It's a piece of history. It can be if it's passed down through our families, right? My grandma had cast iron. How I wish I would have inherited those. Cast iron is a versatile powerhouse when it comes to cooking, and it's an investment into your culinary future. You're out on the homestead, you're in your kitchen, and you're cooking with true nonstick instead of this nasty, normal nonstick that you find in the stores nowadays. So let's start with what makes cast iron so special. You see it all over social media. I feel like so many people are getting back into it. Well, for starters, it's nearly indestructible and can last generations if cared for properly. So cast iron excels at heat retention and even heating for cooking, making it perfect for tasks like searing steaks, baking cornbread, or simmering stews. I always heat up my cast iron in the oven before I bake with it, and you can just tell it heats so evenly, so it makes your cooking just smooth. Plus, with proper seasoning, it becomes naturally non-stick. And when I say seasoning, I'm not talking about your salt and peppering your cast iron. It's actually the non-stick surface that builds up over time. And it's so cool. You get to build this non-stick surface all without any chemicals found in non-stick coatings. And let's not forget, it can go from stovetop to oven seamlessly. I do this a lot with my recipes, and that's versatility at its finest. A lot of pots and pans you wouldn't be able to do that with because they would warp. And beyond the practical benefits of cast iron carries a certain nostalgia. There's something incredibly satisfying about cooking with a tool that feels so rooted in tradition. I know I've already mentioned that is what my grandma cooked with. That's probably what her parents were cooking with and how she learned how to cook. And people who are out camping and you're over fire. One of the first meals I actually made with my cast iron was bacon and eggs over a campfire. And there's this sense of nostalgia. It's so cool. It's like you're not just cooking a meal, you're participating in a time-honored ritual, a time-honored way of preparing our food. And one of the most fascinating aspects of cast iron is its adaptability. Whether you are a beginner making scrambled eggs like I was over the fire, or you are a seasoned professional chef crafting a perfect roux, a cast iron skillet can grow with you in your culinary skills. And I've learned this, and I've also learned that these different culinary skills will require different cleanup for your cast iron. But once you get into how to care for your cast iron, that's not even a deal at all. And what I'm thinking about is the other day I used some cornmeal for English muffins, which I never normally do, but I was like, hey, maybe I'll give it a try. It might cook differently. And well, the cornmeal cooked into the cast iron and then the English muffins cooked, but then I had to put them into the oven. And so I had this like burnt cornmeal in my cast iron and it looked like a disaster, but it cleaned up beautifully. So even me, someone who cooks with cast iron every single day for the past 5 or 6 years, you are going to run into the disasters with things that you cook, and it is totally okay. Cooking with cast iron and just cast iron in general is as much of a teacher as it is this tool in our kitchen. It encourages you to slow down, pay attention, because you need to pay close attention to your food that's on the cast iron, making sure your cast iron's greased, it's heated up, and really just appreciate what is going on with your food. I feel more connected with my food, like what we just talked about with it being nostalgic, and this is the way my grandma cooked, and I'm cooking up all these different things. But before we go any further, let's address the elephant in the room, which is nonstick cookware like Teflon. This is the most popular cookware. It's what you're gonna find if you go to the store. And many of us grew up using these pans because they seemed convenient. But here is the hard truth. They come with serious downsides. I remember all of my university cookware was Teflon because I didn't know any better, and it was cheap, and it got so scratched through the years. Like, me and all of my roommates, all of our cookware was so scratched. That's painful to think about, but just thinking of all those chemicals that ended up in my food, And all of my roommates, like I said, they had the same thing, and we never thought twice about it. Like, that's crazy. And one of my roommates, her dad was even a doctor, and she never thought twice about the Teflon or the nonstick cookware. But nonstick coatings are often made with synthetic chemicals like polytetrafluoroethylene, so PTFE, that's quite a mouthful, or perfluorooctanoic acid, so PFOA. And when they are heated to high temperatures, these coatings can release toxic fumes that are harmful to both humans and pets, so the animals around us. There's even research suggesting long-term exposure to these chemicals could contribute to health problems like hormone disruption and certain types of cancer, which seems to be just constant in everything. You dive into food, you dive into candles, you're diving into skincare, and you find hormone disruption and cancer. Birds are extremely sensitive to these nonstick coatings, and actually it can cause extreme respiratory distress in them. If it's doing that to birds, imagine our own respiratory systems. And let's not forget the environmental impact with this nonstick cookware. Nonstick coatings wear out relatively quickly, like what I was saying with my university cookware. I mean, everything was scratched within a few months, often leading to more waste, right? As people replace their pans every few months or every few years. And contrast this with cast iron, which can last literally generations, and they improve with age. That's one of the cool things about cast iron. It gets the better the more you use it. And I love the old days where things were actually built to last and not just cheap, fast fashion type garbage. Like, that's the consumerism era that we're in right now. Everything's so fast paced and consume. There's no room for quality. So switching to cast iron is more than just a lifestyle choice. It's a health and sustainability decision. You know, I don't like to think about just tossing out a bunch of pans and pots. It feels wasteful to me. So by investing time and care into a well-seasoned skillet, you can enjoy the benefits of naturally nonstick surface, so none of those nasty chemicals. You don't have to worry about cancer or respiratory issues or any of that nasty poison leaching into your food. It's one small way to take control of your health and what is going into your homestead kitchen. Seriously, you get to cook like grandma. I so wish I would have inherited my grandma's cast iron. Oh, imagine. I remember going over there and she'd be making tacos in her cast iron, and they just look so cool to me. I had never cooked with them up until recently. So imagine the wisdom that could have been passed on. But that's what I plan to do. I want to pass on this wisdom. I'm going to cook with cast iron forever. I'll teach my kids how to do it. I'll teach my grandkids how to do it, and they will become the family heirlooms. And let's talk about the holy grail of cast iron cooking, which is achieving that coveted non-stick surface, which is achieved by giving your pan a good seasoning. So like I said earlier, it's not like you're salt and peppering your pan. You are essentially building up layers of oil. I get messages from people asking me how I get my non-stick surface on my cast iron because I have shown multiple videos of making scrambled eggs on my cast iron. And my scrambled eggs are not sticking, and people are bewildered because scrambled eggs is like the ultimate cast iron test for non-stick. It is achievable, you just need to know how to properly use your cast iron. This magical quality doesn't come pre-packaged. It's something you have to build over time. So this seasoning and just learning how to use it. So let's discuss how to get there. So you want to start with a clean skillet. If your skillet is new, give it a good wash with warm water and mild soap if you wish. Yes, you heard me right. Soap is fine for the first cleaning. This removes the factory coating or any residue. A lot of pans come seasoned in seed oils like canola oil. So you want to get rid of that junk and start working on your own seasoning. For older pans, you can scrub off rust or old gunk with steel wool. You will want to dry it thoroughly, okay? Water is cast iron's enemy. After washing, dry your skillet immediately and thoroughly with a towel, and then warm it on the stovetop to evaporate any remaining moisture. If there's moisture that stays on there, you will end up with rust. Next, you will want to apply a thin layer of oil. So choose a quality oil to start making your seasoning with. Our grandmas used lard, which is what I use, but you could use avocado oil if you would like, because that technically is not a seed oil from the research I've done, and it has a neutral taste. If that's something you're comfortable with in your kitchen, you can rub a small amount over the entire surface, inside, outside, the handle, bottom, the whole thing. So you want the pan to look shiny, but not greasy where it's dripping. And then next, you are going to bake your skillet. So place your skillet upside down in 450 degree Fahrenheit oven with a cookie sheet on the rack below to catch the drips. Bake the skillet for an hour. Yes, that sounds kind of funny, but when you are building up your nonstick coating, especially in the beginning, you are baking your skillet. So bake for an hour, then let it cool completely in the oven. Repeat this process 2 to 3 times to build a solid base seasoning. So again, you're getting off that factory seasoning, which is the canola oil. And then you are getting some layers of your own seasoning. Again, I love to use lard. I feel like it's perfect. I love cooking with lard, but whatever you feel comfortable with. An avocado oil is neutral. It has a higher smoke point than something like olive oil. And keep in mind now, the more that you use your cast iron skillet for cooking fatty foods like bacon, sausages, fried chicken, the better your seasoning will get over time. I put so much butter into my cast iron whenever I cook, or lard, because I love fat, but it also helps season the cast iron. And once you have that seasoning on and you have been using your pan regularly, then you can give a try at scrambled eggs. I wouldn't suggest doing scrambled eggs in a pan that doesn't have as much use, as they will stick for sure. You will learn that. It's a good lesson. You're gonna have stuff that sticks. Just cook a good chunk of greasy foods in your cast iron, build up that seasoning, then have a crack at the scrambled eggs. Also, pro tip, heat up the cast iron before adding the scrambled eggs, or whenever you're cooking anything. It helps with the even cooking if you let it preheat. And then only flip your scrambled eggs once the bottom of the eggs has cooked, and then you will see it just beautifully flips over. And remember, patience is key when it comes to building up a strong cast iron. Seasoning improves over time. So don't get discouraged if your pan isn't perfectly non-stick right away. It most likely won't be. And I think this is where a lot of people throw in the towel. Don't. I have had my cast iron for 6 years now, and I am so happy I stuck with it. I love my cast iron cookware. So let's break this down a little bit further. Why is seasoning so critical? Well, it's all about the chemical reaction that occurs when oil polymerizes at high heat. This process creates a hard, durable layer that bonds to the surface of your pan. So over time, this layer, as you're cooking and you're seasoning your pan, builds up and transforms your skillet into that true nonstick skillet we all want without the chemicals. So again, keep this in mind. Always preheat your skillet before adding food. This step ensures even cooking and minimizes the sticking. So when your pan is properly heated, you'll notice a dramatic improvement in performance and how it's cooking. Whereas if you put your food on cold, it may lead to more sticking, not as even cooking. So just stick with that pro tip, okay? Now that you've built that beautiful seasoning, how do you maintain your cast iron? Well, here are the golden rules for daily care. Cleaning gently. So after cooking, let the skillet cool slightly, then use hot water and a stiff brush or a scraper to clean it. Avoid soap now if possible, right? You never want to soak your cast iron as well. Soap can leave a residue that can end up in your food. And don't use paper towels to dry as they leave little snippets of paper towel in your food. And water will rust your pan and ruin the seasoning if left on there. So make sure you dry it. For stubborn food, so the stuck-on food which you will encounter, sprinkle some coarse salt in the pan and scrub gently with a cloth or scrubber. Rinse and dry thoroughly. So think coarse salt, like big chunks of salt. Using thick coarse salt will come in handy if you're out camping or have tough stuck-on residue and chunky bits. And once your cast iron is dry, just rub a thin layer of oil, whatever you're using, onto the surface to protect it and maintain the seasoning. Heat it briefly on the stovetop to seal the oil. You don't have to bake it again if you've been cooking with it. This is just regular maintenance. And until your skillet is well seasoned, avoid cooking with highly acidic foods like tomatoes or citrus, as they can strip the seasoning. So trust me on this one. I still strip my seasoning regularly because I use my cast iron for just about anything. But that goes to show how easily repairable it is, because I strip it and then I repair it because I cook with fatty foods. And so it's just this constant cycle of upkeep and cooking with it. And then just store it properly. Store your skillet in a dry place. Remember, water is the enemy, with the lid off to prevent moisture buildup. If stacking with other pans, place a towel between them to protect the surface. And here's another pro Gubba Homestead tip. Don't shy away from cooking messy foods like fried chicken or pan-seared steak. These dishes actually enhance your skillet seasoning over time. Remember, we're cooking with grease. We want that butter in there. Just be prepared for a little extra cleaning afterward. Seriously, the cleaning can be a bit much. I get it, compared to the regular nonstick Teflon, which just kind of wipes off, but you don't have to deal with that cancer-causing nonstick chemicals. And I consider that a big win. So what if your skillet looks like it has seen better days? You got one at a garage sale or off a marketplace, or you inherited some rusty skillet or got one at the Goodwill for a good deal. So don't even worry one little bit, because the rusty skillet can be revived. And here's how. Just scrub it down. You use steel wool or a wire brush to remove all the rust and old seasoning. You don't know what they seasoned it with. You're taking it back to bare metal. And that sounds a little scary, but I promise, like I was just telling you, the seasoning is easy to rebuild up. You'll wash and dry with soap and water and dry it completely. And then follow the steps for building a nonstick surface that we discussed earlier, where you put on the oil and then you're baking it in the oven and then you just bake on layers. So it might take a few rounds of this, but your skillet will be good as new. And then you just start cooking and building on that seasoning and re-seasoning. So let me tell you a quick story. A friend of mine inherited a cast iron skillet that had been sitting in a damp basement for years. Basements seem to be damp for some reason. You know, they're in the ground. It was rusted and forgotten, but after a little elbow grease and some diligent reseasoning and sticking to it, okay? This is going to take work, but again, you don't have the cancer-causing gunk, but it became her go-to pan for everything, from pancakes to pot roast. Like, she was cooking everything in it and still does. So, moral of the story, never give up. on cast iron. They are worth the investment of time. And before we wrap up, let's go over a few bonus Gubba Homestead tips for cast iron mastery. Use it often. The more you cook with your cast iron, the better it gets. It truly improves with age, care, cooking, and always preheat your skillet before adding food. This ensures even cooking and prevents sticking. This is the secret tip to scrambled eggs I think a lot of people are missing. Next, never put a hot skillet under cold water, as this could cause it to warp or crack. Just let it cool down slightly. Having it just a little warm helps with cleaning, but you can clean a cold cast iron too, whatever you're comfortable with. And next, use your cast iron for baking, roasting, or even grilling. So think pies, pizzas, roasted vegetables. I love making cast iron pizza in my cast iron pan. It's so easy and yummy. I cook over the fire in the summers. It's so fun because it's so versatile. And cast iron isn't supposed to look brand new, okay? So each scratch, mark, and layer of seasoning tells a story or about a meal. So learn to appreciate its character, if it's inherited or what you are making it to be. And do not be afraid to try new recipes, okay? Cast iron can handle almost anything you throw at it, from fluffy Dutch babies to perfectly charred steaks. Oh, the steaks are so good in cast iron. I make my steaks in cast iron and they turn out perfectly every single time. And let's circle back to nonstick cookware for a moment. One of the biggest draws of Teflon pans is their ease of use, but what's the cost? In addition to the health risks we've already discussed, these pans are notorious for wearing out quickly. Like we also talked about, we're just tossing them out every few months and years and replacing. It's so wasteful. And once that coating starts to flake, that pan is useless, and not to mention just unsafe. I so regret my college cooking days, but I didn't know any better. So cast iron, on the other hand, like I mentioned, gets better with time. Every meal you cook contributes to the seasoning, making the skillet more nonstick, more versatile. It's a piece of cookware that evolves with you and your eating, which is so cool. So it just adapts with you and your life. And the best part, you are investing into your health. Isn't that so neat? This is why I'm such an advocate for cast iron and naturally nonstick cookware. And there you have it. Everything you need to know about cooking with and caring for cast iron in your homestead kitchen. Whether you're frying up breakfast or searing, I'm telling you, the most perfect steak ever. Your cast iron skillet is a tool you can rely on for decades to come. I'm telling you, I'm going to be passing these on to my kids and my grandkids. So thank you so much for tuning into the Gubba Podcast. And thank you so much for spending your time here. I will see you next time. Happy homesteading. Bye.